What's up, guys? It's your boy Joseph Fleck coming at you on a special New Year's Eve episode of this podcast. Guys, tomorrow, actually tonight, when that clock strikes midnight, it is the start of a new year, a new you. I know it's super cliche, but it wouldn't be cliche if it wasn't true. So buckle in because we're about to kick 2019's ass.
Looking to take your success to the next level? Want advice and tips for personal development? You're in the right place. Welcome to Not the Average Joe Show with your host, Joseph Fleck.
Woo, I'm so pumped up, you guys. It is, Monday. It's Monday, December 31st, the last day of 2018. You know, it's crazy. I thought just a couple weeks ago we were in this spot in 2017, but it's been a full year, guys. And we're ready to do it all again. So I hope all your dreams and aspirations came true this year. If you're like me, they did not. But they're going to. Because you got to keep the faith alive. You got to keep working hard towards your goals and towards your dream. Otherwise, it's just a dream and not a vision. I have to stop myself every once in a while. Because I try to get in the mindset of saying the right words, right? Having the correct vocabulary. They tell you this and they say, you know, it's not a dream, it's a vision. Don't dream about it, be about it. Start today on what you want to achieve tomorrow. And that's why, although December 31st is my favorite day of the year, it really doesn't matter to me because I could start at any time. Why start on December 31st to renew your New Year's resolutions? You can do it in March, June, August, doesn't matter. Just do it, as long as you do it. Guys, I got some big announcements happening. One in my personal life, my girlfriend and two baby girls went to San Francisco with me 2 weeks ago. And while I was on Alcatraz Island, I proposed, and the look on those little girls' faces when they knew that I was going to be a big part of their lives going forward was just magical and something I'll never forget. So, yes, I'm getting married, and things are going really well. I'm very ready for this, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with those three beautiful young ladies. Very excited about that. Let's see, what else is going on? Getting ready. Actually, as of tomorrow, I will have a physical business, an LLC, limited liability company, called J. Fleck LLC, here in the state of California. And that is what this podcast, my brand, Not the Average Joe Show, and a couple of my other projects are going to be about. And my main focus this year is to start making an income, start making money on my business. Something I haven't achieved last year, but I knew that was going to happen because patience is everything. And that's the one thing Gary Vaynerchuk has taught me. So, I got to turn off my phone. It gets the texts about 1,000 times a day. No days off, I tell you what. But anyways, let's talk about 2019, guys. I hope you had a great year. We lost a lot of people, man. We lost Avicii, what's his name? That rapper, Sam Smith? Yeah, Sam Smith. Man, Kate Spade, a lot of good people this year. They always do that thing on the news, you know, where it shows all the people we've lost, which is really cool because you realize, whoa, that was this year? I feel like that was an eternity ago, you know? So one thing I've noticed as I'm getting older is how fast time is going by. It's crazy to me and how much fatter I'm getting day after day. So that needs to change. I need to get my health back in check. It's one of my focuses for 2019. It's one thing I've struggled with is keeping in shape and staying active. But you know, you got to get into that healthy lifestyle because there's other people out there that depend on you and need you, whether you know it or not. Speaking of people that need you, I know this is totally off topic, but we'll get back to the podcast in a minute. Have you all seen that Netflix movie with Sandra Bullock, Bird Box? So my fiance and I, we watched that movie last night, and it was really good. It was not a movie I don't think anybody's going to want to watch a second time. Not that it was a bad movie. It was an amazing movie. It just had everybody's anxiety so high the whole movie. So I highly recommend that movie, Bird Box. It's on Netflix with Sandra Bullock. And, you know, I was laughing because I noticed, is that MGK? I feel like that's MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, in this movie. And sure enough, it was. And I joked. I said, man, all I want to know is if MGK dies in the movie Bird Box, because I really want him to. And I want Eminem to be that beautiful thing that MGK sees before he kills himself. So that one's for you, MGK. I hate you. You suck. Team Eminem all day. Anyways, all right. I probably lost a couple listeners by now. But let's get back on topic, guys. So we've been talking about a few things. Ready, getting ready and prepared for the new year, getting set. And now it is go time, baby. It is go time. I know technically we went go last week, but now it's serious. So go to my website, NotTheAverageJoeShow.com/ready. There's a form there that you can download and fill out. And, you know, make your goals. We need to make your goals for 2019. But more importantly, what I like to do as a good practice that I've been practicing for many years is right before that clock strikes midnight, I sign it. I have a contract for myself of all the goals I want to achieve in 2019. And at the bottom of that, I sign it with my name and the date, December 31st. Then I hang it up on my wall so I see it every single day. And it's a promise to myself, a commitment to myself to be better than who I was yesterday. Because that is what is important. You know, so many people, we don't realize, and one thing I've been realizing more and more is that, you know, this life is hard, yes, but it'll even get harder and more difficult if you don't prepare early. So, you know, the reason I push self-development and being better is because you will reward yourself later and you will thank yourself later for being prepared. You know, work really hard, work a ton of overtime to have $1,000 in savings, because in 2 months your car is going to break down and you're going to need $1,500 in repairs. And thank God you had that money in savings. You're welcome. Do you understand that? Being prepared is important, and that's what this is about. It's not about being motivated and, you know, living your best life. It is about that, but this is about being prepared for survival purposes. Because we don't know what is going to happen, what our lives are going to be like a year from now. You need to be prepared. And there's two types of people in the world. There's people that roll with the tide of life, that let life happen to them. And then there's people that take control and they control their destiny and their life. And they don't roll with the punches. You're going to get the punches either way. And you've got to adapt. You know, if you want to be like, oh, you know what, I'm going to lose 100 pounds next year, but then all of a sudden you break your ankle and you're not able to work out, be prepared for that. Shit happens, man. So go into the new year this year not thinking about motivation or, you know, fitness or being better than who you were yesterday. That's already obvious. That should be in the back of your mind. Think about what could happen and what you need to do to prepare yourself. I'm going to get married in less than a year and a half, and I don't have the money, so I have to prepare to finance this wedding. How am I going to do that? Got to start today. So when that clock strikes midnight, it's your turn. It's your time. You know, and I hear from my friends and people I know that they can't keep the motivation. They go back to their old habits, which is a good thing. Because listen to what I just said. You went back to your old habits, which means, oh, you have a habit and you went back to it. That means you can form habits. That's good. You've formed a bad habit. You can form a good one. And it starts today. They say it takes 3 weeks, 21 days, to form a good habit. And I think I'm going to talk about that in the next podcast, about forming good habits. Because, you know, that's important, and getting rid of the bad ones. So that's all I really have for today, you guys. It's a short podcast, but I'm so excited to hit this new year running. And if you need help, if you need motivation, if you need inspiration, call me, text me, message me, email me, Twitter me, Instagram me, Facebook me. I want to know that you're listening, and I want to know that you're as excited as I am. Because 2019 is going to be scary. A lot of things are going to happen that you're not prepared for. A lot of things are going to happen that you didn't know are going to happen. But being prepared is all in the mind. If you're sharp up here, you're going to be sharp in your actions. Read books. Study. Get rid of debt. Save up money. Be careful and kick this year off with a bang. I hope you have a safe and a very happy new year, and I will talk to you in 2019.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Not the Average Joe Show with your host, Joseph Fleck. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit NotTheAverageJoeShow.com and Facebook.com/NotTheAverageJoeShow. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Not the Average Joe Show.